Dean, was there some uncertainty coming off the break about not knowing how your team responds after that kind of layoff? And if there was that a pleasant surprise for you tonight to see your team play as well as it did?
Well, uncertainty, maybe because we haven't been in this position yet, this team. But, we fully expect us to compete. We did. Did a lot of really good things in this hockey game. Forget about the score. We did a lot of things managing the game, but game's over. We've got to do it again tomorrow.
The power play has struggled as of late, but how refreshing was it to see them do so well tonight?
Yeah, I think our PP's been pretty good as of late. And even if it doesn't score, it needs to gain momentum for us to move forward. And, you know, the bench feels when we're getting chances or we're entering, we're keeping pucks in, that we're doing the right things, and it can keep a flow of a game going. So even though, you know, there's some spots or games or whatever that it hasn't scored, it has continued to help us build momentum. Obviously, it's nice that it did score tonight. It helped us in the win.
Dmitry Voronkov's game, just everything that he's able to do, the way he scored the goal, the way that he can pass the puck, just how much does he just change the dynamic, especially on your power play?
Yeah, big body, right? Big, strong body that can win puck battles. And that's what, when you're around the front of the net, sure, you want to screen the goaltender, screen the pass, which he does with his body, his willingness to get to the net. But to have the hands to collect some pucks, get it into some areas. A bunch of times tonight he just chipped it by people, kept it alive. So he's doing a lot of, and not only on the PP, he's doing a lot of things 5-on-5 that's helping his team win.
4 assists for Werenski tonight, almost a quiet night for him. Just how big of a role is he on that power play? I mean, not a quiet night, but it seems like it gets lost a little bit. What's making that unit work when it works well?
Well, how big is he every night, right? I mean, you guys watch him. We watch him. He's a consummate pro. He goes about his business. I didn't know he had 4 assists. He probably doesn't either, right? All he cares about is 2 points.
I guess along those lines with Monahan, we've talked a lot about him and just how many things he has done for your team this year. Specifically on the power play in that bumper role, it's not easy to find those kind of guys in this league, as we've found here when you run that 1-3-1. How important has he been just to the cohesiveness of that power play?
It's an absolutely fantastic question, because I've been on so many teams, coached or played, and guys are like, I'm not going to play in the bumper. Like, why would I play in a bumper? Right? It's not the scoring position. It's not not once has he ever said, you know, can I play on the flank? Can I, you know, he doesn't care, right? And he's just phenomenal because he's committed to it. And he doesn't care what the team asks him to play in the bumper. So he plays in the bumper, and does it to the best of his ability to help his team win. And so, yeah, it's leadership, right? You put some guys there and they're going, they actually come to us and go, I can't play in the bumper. Well, then you're not going to play on the PP, right? If you say that. So it's a great question. That person on a power play, the bumper, whenever it got labeled that, keeps pucks alive, just as we talked about with Ronnie, keeping pucks alive down low and his hands. That guy supports everybody on the ice. You know, he's rotating and getting involved and second on the puck so that he can spit it out. And, you know, he has the ability, obviously, to score in that position too. So, he's committed to it, and it's a good position for him.